the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. Dr. Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the nation's leading theologians and cultural commentators. To get online with Dr. Mohler, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Now, here's your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
No, it's not. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler here on the Albert Mohler Program, guest hosting for the last time here on the Albert Mohler Program with my special guest, Albert Mohler, guesting here on his own show because I'm hijacking the microphone today because I want to talk to Dr. Mohler about the last 9 years of this program. We're going to reminisce a little bit about some of the things that have happened and gone on this show. And I want to hear from you. I want you to think about kind of your favorite and most impressive moments on the Albert Mohler program over the last 9 years. What has affected you about this show? Some of you have listened to this show every single day. Some of you have listened to the show as you've been driving home from work or working in the kitchen or driving your truck or doing all the things that you do. Let me know about a moment that maybe was helpful to you or memorable to you over the last 9 years. And give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, as we talk here on the next to the last Albert Mohler program in this kind of format. And we're going to talk a little bit, too, about what's next. What's the next new venue for this kind of ministry for Albert Mohler? Dr. Mohler, good to have you as a guest on your own show.
I am honored to be a guest on this program. I got to tell you, I'm nervous sitting in this seat. This is a new experience, and it's probably good for me to say. It's kind of like when you sit in the back seat of the car and someone else drives your car. You're looking at it, you go, okay. I hope I'm a well-behaved guest.
You know, you think it's nervous for you. It's nerve-wracking for me because I've guest-hosted this program I don't know how many times over the last 9 years, but never with you in the room. So all the kinds of things that go on here is kind of like driving the car for the first time with your dad in the passenger seat. And
you have been such a magnificent guest host. I mean, literally, we could not have done this program had you not had such gifts to be able to step in. And I hope enjoy it as well. And I'm sure the audience is going to be missing hearing your voice as guest host. And it's interesting sitting on this side. It's a different view from this side of the table.
Yeah, remember when this show started? It used to be called Truth on the Line.
Yeah.
Started back in this little studio here in Louisville. And I remember that first week or so, we could recognize the voices of all the callers who called it,
that's right.
Jody's daughter. Or that's And then this program went to this huge national audience. That's been quite a transition.
You know, it has been, but at every stage, it's just felt right. And, you know, the thing I will miss more than anything else is the conversation with America, you know, over the means of the radio broadcast. There's an incredible intimacy to radio. I think a far greater intimacy than takes place on television, simply because radio builds a community. That's part of the power of this medium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you have people calling in and interact, you kind of know immediately what are some of the things that actually are relevant to people's lives and what are not. Well, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, what's going on in the news today?
Well, I think the big news today, it really is the end of the confirmation hearings for Elena Kagan as Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think what should not be missed in this is what did happen and what didn't happen. And in so many cases, and increasingly so when it comes to the confirmation hearings for a Supreme Court justice, what didn't happen is a very sustained conversation about what we all want to talk about, what we all want to hear a justice talk about. Hmm. And it was Elena Kagan, as you well know, who, you know, several years ago wrote an article on how these hearings actually produce very little. And I guess now we can say that quintessentially her hearings produced very little. But one thing did come here in the last few hours. And Yoel Levine at National Review Online broke a story that is really huge and has to do with the fact that on the issue of partial birth abortion and the partial birth abortion ban and the decision when it went before the U.S. Supreme Court, that Elena Kagan, then in the Clinton administration, actually worked more or less in concert with the American College of Gynecologists to oppose the partial birth abortion ban. And let's just remind ourselves what that is. That's the ban on the abortion, which is just a calculated murder of a full-term human infant, and did so in a way that I think would be shocking to most people, actually advising the American College of Gynecology on how it should phrase its language so as to avoid a negative decision from the court. Thankfully, the court upheld the constitutionality of that ban. But I think it gives us a rather chilling, and I'll just say a rather frightening, indication of what may be behind the judicial approach, the legal reasoning of Elena Kagan. And I think, unfortunately, this is coming too late for it to have much of an impact in the confirmation hearing process. But it certainly is something that should not be missed. You know, our website today at albertmiller.com, I published an article that I think is just really important. It's entitled "When Feminism Kills, Abortion as the Lesser Evil." And I came across this article. It was written by Antonia Senior there at The Times, one of the most venerable of the British newspapers. And she writes an article. And folks, you need to go find my commentary at today's top section of the website at albertmiller.com, because as I begin that column, I point out that there are earthquakes that take place in the moral world just as in the geophysical world. And in the moral world, just like in the earthquakes that we know we measure by the Richter scale, they often come suddenly and without warning. This article by Antonia Senior is just one of those things, because she writes about the fact that she, as a feminist, has come to terms with the fact that the unborn baby is indeed a full human life. Her mind has been changed on this issue, and interestingly enough, it was changed by the fact that she became the mother. She writes about her love for her daughter and the recognition that throughout the process of the pregnancy and the birth of her daughter, she was fully aware that this is a human life. And so you think she's headed in a pro-life direction, but she's not. The really frightening thing is she then heads into a full defense of abortion as a killing. And she says, for women to be free, they must have full control over their fertility. By the way, we need to point out that fertility is not the issue here. If you have a baby, that we're past fertility. This is the killing of human life. She ends her article by saying, if you're willing to die for something, you have to be willing to kill for it. I could not imagine that I was reading this. Mm-hmm. And, you and I have come across this kind of argument. But for it to appear in the Times of London, that just appears to me to be a moral earthquake in itself. Here you have a feminist saying that a woman's reproductive freedom, the way they classify that supposed right, her determination not to have a baby is going to trump everything, including the fact she says it's just dishonesty to say it's not a human life. But even though it is a human life, sometimes things have to be sacrificed for a greater good. And here you have human life, honestly, straightforwardly, without apology, sacrificed for the cause of feminism. You'll find my article, "When Feminism Kills, Abortion as the Lesser Evil," that's the wording she uses for it, at my website at albertmiller.com. Russ, that's the kind of thing that regrettably we've had to talk about far too much on this program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kind of a little bit encouraged that at least she recognizes it's a human life, or but it's also depressing that you see kind of the depravity of the heart in saying, even though I see it, I'm going to reject it and turn to.
Spiritually, it's just horribly distressing.
Yeah.
Because what kind of soul could acknowledge a human life and then say, but it's right to be able to kill it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I felt like if I drew attention to this article, it would actually help people to crystallize in their own minds what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe that that the average person reading this article is not going to be able to go with her to the conclusion. But you need to know this is where the logic goes.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what the logic is.
Yeah, and that's what Planned Parenthood is, and other organizations are doing, is convincing women who already know this is a child to think it's something else. It's conscience.
I keep thinking of that phrase, voiced in exasperation, by one of the Planned Parenthood leaders when it came to a recent controversy over abortion, when she said, the fetus beat us.
Mm.
The ultrasound.
Yeah, that's right.
Offering the view inside the womb has meant that people now think inevitably of the baby. And once you start to focus on the baby, the baby's going to dominate the focus. That's the good news. The baby will eventually dominate the focus, because life will speak for itself. That's common grace.
All right. Thank you very much, Albert Mohler. He is the guest here on the Albert Mohler program today. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. With him in the studio is really an awkward, an unusual experience. We're having a conversation like we always do, but on opposite sides of the table. And the reason is because I want to hear from you about what the Albert Mohler program has meant to you. So you can send an email to us here at Mohler Radio, or you can give us a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I already have a bunch of emails from you telling me what you have particularly remembered and enjoyed about the program. I'll be sharing those in a few minutes. And then asking Dr. Mohler what he's learned over the last 9 years about life and ministry and truth and intelligent Christian talk. We'll be right back with your calls and more conversation. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler with Albert Mohler here as a guest. And it's really kind of awkward playing Lynyrd Skynyrd with Albert Mohler in the room, but he is a free bird as of tomorrow, moving on to other things from the Albert Mohler program. We're talking today about the last 9 years of the Albert Mohler program, starting here as a local program called Truth on the Line in Louisville and moving to a national radio broadcast in 2004. And I want to know from you, what have been your really memorable moments here on the Albert Mohler program? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. It's your chance. We have on line one, Matt. Matt, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
Dr. Moore, how are you?
Doing well.
I hear yesterday that the fraternity of former radio producers for this program called and asked a question. So I got to ask you, who is your favorite producer of the Albert Mohler?
Who is my favorite? My favorite producer. You know, it's kind of like your children. You love them all the same.
I had the unique opportunity I have some memories that are particularly fond of this show. And I'd say the one that was for me as a former member of the staff and as one of the producers was to hear something just like a mother who would call in and could make a point in a remarkable way, and the whole show, the whole hour would be worth it because of that one call.
Mm-hmm.
This Dr. Mohler, I know, would be the first to say this, but this show has been blessed with an audience, a national audience that is far beyond any other radio programming, of intelligent people who love Christ and are just engaged on these issues. So as a producer, those are some of the best moments. And then second, I got to say, as a producer, the having the T4G guys in that studio and seeing Dr. Mohler with Mark Dever and C.J. Mahaney and Lig Duncan, their friendship, their love for the gospel, and just their humility and kindness, I'll never forget those shows. Those are really special memories for me.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mohler, that's one of your producers of this program, his memories.
Matt Hall, a wonderful man who serves so well in that capacity. And he's exactly right. You know, I have found the experience of talking to people for a radio program on the air to be one of the most fascinating things. It's a real challenge. I mean, a lot of folks would probably just think, hey, that sounds interesting. You know, I can just tell you, you never know exactly what you're getting with a caller. You know, mm-hmm. you open that phone and, you just wait and see what comes.
Yeah.
And because it's not always even what they say they want to say.
Right.
Because oftentimes they get nervous or, you know, the flow of the conversation shifts and you mm-hmm. think they're going to go one way and wow, they go in a different way. But what Matt said is profoundly right. You know, there were some shows, especially on very sensitive issues, where there would just be one caller who would call in with such a word of spiritual maturity or biblical insight. And so often it was, you know, we're talking about an issue and someone calls in And she says, look, I'm not just talking about this hypothetically. I've got four children. Mm-hmm. I've got a son with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling just because I find this interesting. This is my life. And, you know, I think those moments of distilled meaning are just precious.
Mm-hmm. We have online, too, Mark. Mark, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Welcome to you, Russ. How is it trying to host Al?
It's really difficult. It's harder than I would have thought. I'm a little bit intimidated here.
Yeah, I've had that experience myself. Albert, congratulations.
Hey, thank you, my dear friend.
It's wonderful that you've reached this milestone of graduation.
Well, it feels like that, and it feels bittersweet like that. And just so our radio audience knows, this is Dr. Mark Dever, my dear friend, and Together for the Gospel partner, pastor of the Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. You know, listeners of this program know your voice so well. I just have to tell you, it's really special to hear it today. And there's real grief in this.
Al, what are we going to do from 5 to 6?
Well,
what are you going to do? Just drive home in silence?
Well, I tell you what. I think you as a pastor would have some great advice to us as to what to do with that hour. But
okay, but what about especially those like first 15 minutes where you give us the Al Mueller view of the world?
Well, you know, in terms of the podcast, it's going to begin on September the 1st. We're going to be doing that on a daily basis.
And wait, have you already told people this?
I'm telling them right now.
Okay.
It's going to be known as The Briefing, and it will be available daily, that is weekdays, Monday through Friday. And it's going to be a distillation of the news of the day, and it's going to be available very early in the morning. Folks can listen to it at any time during the day. And in addition to the other things we're going to be doing, that's something that that I hope will just be continued as useful to this radio audience.
Is that going to be just as much work for you if you're doing that every day, brother?
Well, I'm doing that work anyway. What it will not be is live. And the great difficulty for me.
So I can't call in and imitate a preacher from Arkansas and ask you if you liked my book that you endorsed?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that is one of those things I'm just going to have to give up. And that affords me the opportunity to say, you know, I do not want to end this. It just simply came down to the fact that that a live radio program at 5 o'clock every day was becoming something that literally kept me from doing, as much as I loved it, some other things that for the cause of the gospel and the kingdom I really need to do.
Now, most people don't realize that your largest single demographic segment of your audience are truckers. If you're a trucker right now listening to the show, just pull your horn right now, good and loud.
Yeah, I love that.
That's right. You realize, Al, there are trucks all across America right now. They're hooting up and down I-81, I-4, all kinds of places.
Well, I am honored by that. You know, a lot of people just wouldn't recognize exactly what you're saying, that a radio audience at any given time is made up hugely of people mm-hmm. who are on the road almost all the time. Mm-hmm. And no one symbolizes that better than the long-haul truckers of this
yeah.
country.
And some of the best callers we've ever had
Absolutely.
Have been truckers who've been listening and thinking through, and some of them thinking about these issues for a long time.
So, Al, how are you going to end up talking to all the rest of us if you're not on the radio?
Well, you know, that the interesting thing is, and you can't replace radio as a medium, and I want to say that. You know, it's been such a great opportunity, and so I appreciate so much what Salem Communications did in asking me to do this program and giving me this opportunity, and all those stations and affiliates. I got to tell you, I hope people are continuing to listen because there's going to be great programming on. But I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing through podcast and by other media. I'm going to continue to do some programming for Salem. I'm going to continue to do national commentary for the Salem Radio Network. But I am going to be moving on to the internet as well in a new way. And, you know, there's a whole lot of conversation going on there I want to be a part of as well.
Okay, Al, there must have been a guest where things just went badly, badly wrong.
Yes.
You'll have to narrow that down a little bit.
You can talk about publicly.
Yeah, I can tell you two. I can tell you two. One of them was an esteemed psychiatrist who wrote one of the best books debunking all the kind of psychobabble. And I discovered, as I had him on live national radio, that he was a great author. Unfortunately, completely unable to talk about his book. The other one, I'll just tell you, was an obstetrician I had on to talk about the need for understanding a biblical view of sexuality. And, well, let me just say the conversation got a little more explicit than I was counting on. It was all good stuff, but I think there are probably some people cutting carrots with their children in the kitchen that, were a little surprised.
Thank you, Mark Dever. This is Russell
God
Moore
bless
sitting
you, my friend.
In for Albert Mueller, and we're here with Albert Mueller. I want to know, what's your favorite moment of the Albert Mueller Program, 877-893-8255. Did we just get cut off?
coming home to stay.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and with Albert Mohler sitting in with me. And we are talking today about 9 years of the Albert Mohler program changing tomorrow. And I want to know from you, what have been your kind of favorite, memorable moments about listening to the program over the last several years? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-8255, and let me know what has impressed you and what's made a difference in your life about the Albert Mohler program. We have on the line Ligon. I only know of one Ligon in the whole world, and so I'm guessing it's probably Ligon Duncan. Ligon, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
Russell, it is wonderful to be able to hear your voice and listen to this fantastic music that you've been providing today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate it, Ligon, because I don't think our guest does.
I think your guest host is probably simmering in his chair.
That's No. I have to tell you, I'm just amazed at the Renaissance, knowledge of my my colleague and guest host to be able to draw from all this.
Now he knows what usually happens here in July.
Well, Russell, I'm calling in to just thank Al Mohler for edifying me for 9 years, especially as he overviews the current events of the day from a distinctly biblical and Christian perspective. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone back and replayed programs over the Internet that I may have caught all or part of listening to on the radio. And I just wanted to thank Al for doing that. It's a blessing. I'm at the PCA General Assembly in Nashville. We're in the middle of voting on the strategic plan, but I wanted to make a point of calling my dear friend and thanking him.
Well, Ligon, thank you so much. I thank God for you and for your friendship to me throughout all these years. And what a joy it was to have you on this program and in this studio so many times. And I'm thankful that I'm not going to miss the fellowship with you. I'm just going to miss the opportunity to share that fellowship with a national radio audience.
Absolutely. And I so delight at the memories of laughing with you and the other guys during the breaks.
As CJ took over the program?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I look forward to doing that no matter where we are and what we're doing.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and thank you for your good work there at the Presbyterian General Assembly, the PCA General Assembly. You've got big decisions to make there. I'm so thankful you're in the thick of it offering leadership.
Oh, I appreciate that, Al. And you've got a bunch of fans here who love you and are praying for you, and thank God for you and the Southern Baptist Convention and the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Thank you so much, Ligon. God bless you.
Thank
you
very much.
To you both.
Thanks, Ligon. Thank you very much. And speaking of, on the line next is somebody named CJ. CJ, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
What a joy to participate on this day. Russ, this show, Al, I'm sure you'd agree, this show would not be complete without your favorite self-appointed co-host calling in to commend you.
You know, I just happened to mention the fact that when I had you on, I lost control of this program. Surprise, surprise. Never have I been
able to serve the broader audience and particularly try to draw your attention to sports, which I think is the only flaw I can perceive in your show over these 9 years.
Yeah, a very serious flaw, I have to admit, CJ. But I rectified it at least in part by having you and your tremendous sports knowledge on.
Well, sir, this day is about you, and I want to add my voice to the many voices who are calling in to thank you for serving us for 9 years with your world-class, theologically informed discernment, all the sacrifices that have been involved, all the time you have invested. Please, I trust you are affected. I hope you're overwhelmed, actually.
I am.
By the gratefulness of so many for the superb way you have served us. And this decision to cease is motivated by a desire to continue to serve us, just in different ways and forms.
Well, God bless you, CJ. You know, I just feel so indebted to all the people who have given of their time to listen to this program and have prayed for us and thought with us and called in. But I got to tell you, whether CJ's in the studio or calling in, he can take right over. God bless you, my dear friend.
Thank you very much, CJ Mahaney. I want to know from you, what has really affected you from the Albert Mohler program over the last several years? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. Maybe you've been a longtime listener. Maybe you just started listening recently. What has hit you? What has affected you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-8255. 1-800-893-TALK and share with us maybe a particular topic or issue or guest or program that changed something about you or prompted you to think. Dr. Moeller's been talking about this program as intelligent Christian conversation. That was the goal from the beginning, and a lot of conversations have gone on here. I want to know what was particularly meaningful to you. Give us a call, 877-893-8255, and we'll be right back talking with Albert Moeller as a guest for the first time on his show. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Moeller, and this is the Albert Moeller Program.
Baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building them. Maybe it's time we to the basics of love.
Welcome back to the Albert Moeller Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Moeller, who is getting back to the basics of ministry. And there's going to be a paradigm shift starting tomorrow with an entirely new platform of communication coming here via the Albert Moeller Ministry, albertmoeller.com, that you're going to be seeing starting September the 1st, which means tomorrow is the last live broadcast of the Albert Moeller Program. So today we're talking about the last 9 years of this program and what it has accomplished and what has happened in people's lives. I'd like to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Albert Moeller is here with me as a guest for the first and last time on his own program. And so I'm sure this is a really unusual experience for him. It is for me just to have him in the room, because normally when I'm guest hosting this program, he's gone and I can kind of just do whatever I want to around here. So it's a little different kind of dynamic going on here. Give me a call. Let me know what you have experienced listening to this program over the last several years. 877-893-TALK. We have Nathan on the line. Nathan.
Dr. Moeller, I'm just one of the thousands of lives that you've affected through this ministry. About 5 years ago, you had a program on the air about manhood, marriage, and stuff like that. And I called in. At the time, I was dating a young lady and had a strong desire, and God had put a desire in my heart to preach the gospel in China. And I was trying to work through this. I should stay in this relationship, or if I should follow what I thought what God was leading me to. Called in, you gave some really great pastoral wisdom and just said, you know, it may be that God is calling you to go for this season of time as a single man so that you would know what it would be like to lead a family over there. By God's grace, that was two of the best years of my life in China, preaching the gospel there. And that same young lady that I was in a relationship is now my wife and the mother of our little daughter. And I just thank God for you, thank God for your ministry, thank God for the wisdom that he has given you.
Nathan, thank you. What a gift to hear from you today. And thank you. You know, this just reminds me that we often don't get to hear what happens on the other side of this. You know, we have a conversation and it kind of goes out over the airwaves. What a grace. What a gift of God to hear back. And Nathan, I've got to tell you, you've really blessed me, encouraged my heart. And I'm just so thankful for the report of what you're doing, what God's doing in your life, and so thankful for that wife and daughter and for your ministry, and just God bless you. May your tribe increase.
Thank you very much, Nathan. Talking about what happened with you, we have on line one, Lawrence. Lawrence, welcome to the Albert Moeller Program.
Thank you very much, Dr. Moore. As you know, I was there before the beginning.
That's right.
It was just fascinating. I spent, before I came on staff at Southern Seminary in 2001, I spent 25 years in the broadcast media, and I was just amazed right away at Dr. Moeller's gift for doing what he does, the gift he has for media. It's truly that, God-given gift, because people spend years and years and not do as great a job as he has done in the broadcast media. So, Dr. Moeller, congratulations. It was a pleasure working with you. You made it easy, because you were such a fast learner from that first day we did that 15-minute program, one day a week.
Wow.
Station. And now here you are at this point. It is just an amazing thing. And that was just a privilege for me to be a small part of that.
Well, no small part. That's the incomparable Lawrence Smith. I recognize that voice anywhere. And what a veteran of broadcast and a treasured colleague. You know, Lawrence, thank you so much. And thanks for coaching me through, you know, just to figure out how you get this thing started. And again, I'm just humbled to know how many people have invested their lives in making this possible. Many of them never appearing by voice on this program, but they've had to turn the knobs and make the things happen and stay up late at night and make sure that that all the connections work and that everything's happening. And I think of Josh Turley, who was the engineer of this program for so many years and now ministering in Austin with his family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think of the folks who have just made this show happen that maybe people don't know about. Charlie Richards, my producer by distance in those early years that helped coach me and get me through this. And, you know, just gratitude. What a good thing to be able to end a project and a season of life with such gratitude. I'm thankful for that.
Thank you very much, Lawrence Smith. You know, I didn't even remember until he just said that it was only 15 minutes when it first started and one day a week.
I don't think the radio station was going to invest too much, so they found out whether we had more than 15 minutes to say.
And it seemed like it was a long time. We have on line two, Hugh. Hugh, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
It's great to be here with Albert Mohler. Hi, Al. It's Hugh Hewitt. Good to talk to you.
Wow, Hugh, what a master. Great to hear from you, my friend.
Well, I just was listening to you talking about retirement from this stuff, and of course, you don't get to retire ever as long as you're up there working on our side of glory, because we need your analysis and commentary like I borrowed you this week on the Christian Legal Society thing. So don't be thinking you're retiring from radio.
No, I'm not. I'm just retiring from this particular format and this particular schedule. But thanks for the encouragement. Let me tell you, so long as I can be in the mix of this with you, I'm in.
Now, I got to ask you, in terms of all the different platforms you've been on all over the years that you've been teaching, I've heard you live, I've heard you on the radio, I've been your guest, and you've been my guest. Which is the most difficult to prepare for? It's got to be the pulpit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because of the, you know, as important as the issues that we discuss day by day on this program are, the task of standing in the pulpit to declare the Word of God is the singular most demanding thing I can imagine.
You know, I've just finished reading the Bonhoeffer biography that you and I talked about off air one day, and he had the same approach. He approached his pulpit like, you know, opposing Hitler was one thing, and that was important. His political work was, of course, very important, his ecumenical work. But, boy, when he got in the pulpit, he was a different person.
And that's where it's most important. But, thankfully, the Lord's given us many different opportunities to talk and to talk about the things that matter. And you do it every day, Hugh. Thank you for your friendship and colleagueship all these years.
It's great to work with you. I look forward to many, many more years of doing that. And enjoy your swan song here. And just don't get too happy with not being on the radio, Al.
Don't worry. God bless you. God bless you. Thanks,
Hugh.
That was a great Hugh Hewitt. And we are here on the next to last live broadcast of the Albert Mohler program. When we come back, we're going to reminisce a little bit. And I'm going to ask Albert Mohler what was frustrating about the Albert Mohler program every day and what he learned. And maybe there will be some insights there that we can all learn about in every area of life. So we'll be right back to talk with Albert Mohler about what he learned from doing this show at this time every weekday over the last 9 years. We'll be right back. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, last time guest hosting here on the Albert Mohler program with a very special guest, Albert Mohler, here in the program for his next to last live broadcast of the Albert Mohler program. Dr. Mohler, what has been the hardest thing for you doing this radio broadcast over the last 9 years?
You know, I'll tell you, just in terms of a small part of the answer, just the technicalities, the hardest thing for me sometimes has been to remember the phone number. You know, one time I actually gave the seminary's phone number and invited people to call the program, to call a receptionist who probably was a bit overwhelmed by the experience. You know, I'll tell you, I discovered how easy it is to misspeak. You know, my kids get me on this all the time. I said at one point that I literally said, I have a 10-year-old son named Christopher. He's 12. You know, things like that where you just misspeak. I ended a program one time by saying, this is the Albert Mohler program. No, I said, this is the Albert Mueller president. I can't even misspeak my misspokenness. And then another time, I simply said, I am the Albert Mueller program.
Yeah, we actually had a listener write in and say that was his favorite moment, was to hear you do that.
There were also, I won't even try to go into this, but I'll tell you, one of the greatest struggles sometimes is knowing how to pronounce a name of either an individual or the city from which they were they were calling.
Yeah.
So you just kind of give it a try, and I'd have some people go, is that me? Well, I hope.
That's right. That's right. Well, what was the best part about this show for you?
Oh, the intimacy with callers, just in terms of talking about things that matter with people, especially believers in Christ, who are really trying to think things through biblically. And, you know, I guess the greatest moment was what you might call that kind of aha moment, mm-hmm. where a caller calls in and says, you know, I've never thought about this before, but if that means that, then this means this. Mm-hmm. And that's where you say, all right, it's all coming together. And Russ, I got to tell you, I'm going to miss Ask Anything Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always said I loved it. Because I didn't set the agenda the callers did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just never knew where it was going to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you never knew what kind of question would come up or be sent in by email or anything
exactly.
else. You know? Well, you made a decision to do something different. There are a lot of people, most people don't have radio programs, but everybody's got to try to decide how to organize his or her life.
Yeah.
How did you go about making that decision to do something different with your life right now?
You know, I'll tell you that it helped to have some people who were outside. Who looking in, who helped me to think it through. But at the end of the day, we've got to decide if we can be most maximally deployed for the glory of God. Russ, before we go off the air, I have to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your kindness in putting this together today.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to work with you and guest host this so many times over the last 9 years. Really appreciate this ministry and excited to see what you're going to do next with this kind of ministry. Thank you, listeners and callers, and be back tomorrow for the last live broadcast of the Albert Mueller Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program.
www.albertmueller.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmueller.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mueller Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.